This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Myanmar cities on Saturday to denounce this week's coup and demand the release of the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, despite a blockade on the internet by the junta. And an upwelling of anger in the country's largest city, thousands of protesters marched through the streets carrying banners reading people's protest against military coup. Many in the crowds wore red, the color of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, which won the November 8th elections in a landslide, a result the generals have refused to recognize, claiming fraud. Some poorer countries are getting tired of waiting to get vaccines through a United Nations program, so they're striking out on their own. Countries including Honduras, Serbia, and Mexico have cut their own private deals. Experts are increasingly concerned that these go-it-alone efforts could undermine a United Nations-backed program to get COVID-19 shots to the neediest people worldwide. And past disease outbreaks, less wealthy countries generally waited for vaccines to be delivered by the UN and others. Many are now taking matters in their own hands. Those deals could leave fewer vaccines for the program known as COVAX. With U.S. President Joe Biden vowing to get younger students back to the classroom by spring, some experts want the U.S. to refocus its COVID-19 testing system less on medical precision than on mass screening that they believe can save hundreds of thousands of lives. As vaccinations slowly ramp up, they say turning to millions more rapid tests that are cheaper and faster but technically less accurate than the predominant genetic test may improve the chances of identifying sick people during the early days of infection. This is VOA News.